How the Other Half Lives, a Critical Role fanfic written by Sabine Legrand, read by Black Glass. It's not the first time, or the second time. It's not even the 10th time. At the beginning, Vex and Percy have the sex of people who denied themselves each other for far too long. Intense and longing, wringing out every drop of pleasure. It only mellows slowly, gets more comfortable little by little. But the time it happens, or rather, when it starts, they're in Percy's rooms at the castle. Construction on Vex's house, not yet complete. Things are already heating up. Percy's remaining clothes hit the floor, and nothing is left between them. Vex puts her hands on Percy's hips, pulling him sharply to her. He bends down, kissing her deeply. His cock is hardening against her, and he doesn't attempt to hide it. He knows she gets off on it, the physical evidence of what she does to him. Vex pulls back from him, and he frowns. "Let's play a game," she says, in a mischievous voice. Percy rather shamelessly palms her ass, while he's pretending to ruminate on it.
"What kind of game?"
"You know what kind of game," she says, and his eyebrows go up. He's fairly certain he knows, but this isn't how he expected it to come up. He wasn't going to bring it up at all. He's had a hard time pegging what she wants in this context, and he has a sneaking suspicion they're incompatible on that point. It's not a deal-breaker, but it's best avoided. Percy doesn't say any of this, at least not in time, and Vex steps back from him.
"Get on your knees, darling," she says, and the tone of her voice does something unfamiliar, yet not unpleasant to his insides. This is so backwards. That's a thing he says to people, not a thing said to him. He knows where he stands when sex comes with a hierarchy, and it is very near the top. It's not a matter of posturing. Well, it is a little, but a matter of fact. Percy is in control, not the other way around. But then there's Vex. Vex, who takes and takes in bed, happily greedy. Vex, whom Percy adores. She has him whipped to the nth degree, and he couldn't be happier about it. The idea of pushing it a step further is tantalizing. He doesn't know if he wants it, and he doesn't even know if he'd like it. But finding out could be so interesting. So like always, Percy takes a running leap off the edge, or in this case, falls to his knees. "What a good boy," Vex says, running a hand through his hair. Things look very different from here. Vex looks so tall, so much more imposing than her frame warrants. Percy realizes that he's on his knees in the middle of his own castle, prostrate where he should be most powerful. The thought doesn't fill him with the revulsion it might otherwise. He's already given of his power to her, and she exercises it like it's second nature. Kind of like what they're doing now. It feels better when he thinks about it like that. Like this is a natural thing that is happening. It's not so much that he's moved down, but that she's moved up. Of course Vex should be over him. Of course Vex is worthy of his worship. Of course this is fine, when Vex has earned it 10 times over. Vex is still petting his hair, and Percy leans forward, resting his forehead against her thigh. It's a submissive gesture, even in a submissive situation, and he hears Vex laugh softly. Not in derision, but in pleasure.
"My dearest Percival," she says. "I think you like this."
"I'm not going to say otherwise," he says,
which is typical of the lies of omission he sometimes is prone to. After a long moment, she lets him go, walking away, and he doesn't follow, knows to stay put till he's told. She sits not on the bed, but in the chair in the corner. The chair is old, but has no special significance, though he's not going to be able to see it again, and not think about what he's seeing now. Vex perched on it naked, legs crossed, her hands curling casually over the ends of the arms, like she's sitting on a throne. Vex doesn't move,
just lifts a hand and crooks her finger at him. Percy has to take a moment to psych himself up for this one. Realistically, Vex is maybe 7 feet away. No large distance. But he knows it's not a gap that's going to close with him walking. Yet he goes to his hands and knees and crawls, ignoring anything but his destination. The look of almost shocked satisfaction on Vex's face. Once he's there, he sits on his heels and clasps his hands behind his back. He can tell how much Vex likes it, seeing him like that. He straightens, shoulders back, presenting a proud image, because if there's one thing he's not going to be, it's ashamed. Vex uncrosses her legs, spreading them wide, and Percy forgets to look her in the face for a moment, too distracted by one of his favorite parts of her anatomy. Vex pushes his chin up, looking him in the eye, and just to be an asshole, he licks his lower lip.
"You don't play fair," she says,
and before he can speak, she grabs him by the hair and presses his face against her cunt. Percy is on more familiar ground now. He could spend about a month with his head between Vex's legs and still ask for more at the end. Tonight he feels especially compelled. He's good, but he wants to give Vex his very best. She's made it feel very natural, but he knows how hard it is, how much of a risk she took. She deserves to be rewarded for how well she's done. The fact that he wants to be good for her is secondary, but still very much there, and Percy is still wrapping his mind around the idea that it's coming from him.
"Shit," Vex pants. "Fuck, Percy. I would have done this ages ago if I'd known you wanted it this much."
Percy has no end of things he wants to say about that, but is not polite to talk with one's mouth full. He focuses on her clit instead, flicking his tongue over it hard and fast, which makes Vex make that noise he likes so much, the little high-pitched one. She doesn't take her hand out of Percy's hair, but he doesn't need encouragement to stay put. He's in this now, committed, and he's going to see it through. Vex groans, sitting back and putting her legs over Percy's shoulders, trapping him between her thighs. He kind of hates it, though he doesn't think he's ever actually said so. But right now it seems like the thing to do. A way to lessen him, so he can't forget his position. He wants to touch himself badly, but he keeps his hands behind his back, letting her have him exactly how she wants. Vex suddenly moves her legs off his shoulders and pulls him away from her cunt, and Percy strains against her grip without thinking about it, wanting to finish what he started. It doesn't feel right not to get her off, when he's gotten so close, when he's doing such a good job. "Calm down," Vex says, tugging on his hair, and it's very pleasing how collected she sounds. He already feels like he's falling apart, desperate in his need, and the thought that she could rein him in, compose him, set him straight with sheer force of will, is alluring. He focuses on her voice, using it to marshal himself, and she lets him go.
"You're so pretty," she says, stroking his hair.
It could sound so demeaning, but instead he only wants to hear more.
"Such a good, pretty boy. I'm very proud of you."
She trails her toes up his stomach, laughing when he squirms away at a ticklish spot, and Percy is not expecting it at all when she puts her foot on the center of his chest and shoves hard, sending him sprawling. It's a nasty trick, and he can't help being a little impressed.
"But I'm in charge," she says,
getting out of the chair and standing over him, one foot on either side of his body, looking impossibly tall.
"And I'm going to take you exactly like this."
She goes to her knees, and Percy sucks in a breath as she just ups and mounts him, lowers her body to his, and takes his cock down in the same movement, right there on the floor. It makes him feel used, and he likes that so much more than he expected, being a toy for her. It has a rightness to it, one that keeps popping up as things progress. He'd been so sure before today that he knew what he wanted, but he's having a great time being proved wrong. Vex is not in the mood to wait, which suits Percy just fine. She fucks herself quickly on his cock,
taking him deep with every thrust. He deliberately puts his hands over his head, crossing them at the wrists, a clear sign of surrender, even when he surrendered so much.
"Fuck, you're perfect," she breathes, and it strikes him hard,
makes him feel satisfied in a way he's not sure he ever has been before. She bends down over him, giving him a biting kiss, before leaning back and grinding down against him, making him moan.
"Make me come, and you can have a treat."
Percy knows exactly what kind of treat he wants, and he knows how to get it. He plants his feet on the floor to give himself leverage, then thrusts up into her hard, the way she likes it. She throws her head back, body still working, and Percy matches her tempo, giving her what she needs. Most of him is freezing from the cold stone floor, and his back is starting to complain, but somehow that only adds to it. What's important is not his comfort, but his effort, his ability to please.
"I'm almost there," Vex pants. "You've been so good. Come with me, love."
Percy thrusts up into her faster. He's very close himself, and he knows that if he keeps it up, she'll fall to pieces on top of him. Vex shuts her eyes, and he can see that she's teetering on the edge.
"Please, Vex," he says.
It's more plaintive than he expected, but he knows it hit the mark. Vex makes a choked noise and comes, and Percy doesn't stand a chance. His rhythm falters as he follows her, but he tries to keep going, giving her every last moment that he can. Vex all but falls forward, catching herself with one hand on Percy's chest. He finally moves his arms, wrapping them around her neck and pulling her down the rest of the way. She rests her cheek against his shoulder, and Percy kisses her hair. It's a sweet moment, a moment they need, but nothing about the floor is getting any more comfortable. Percy finally eases her up, and Vex gets off of him. Percy stands up, sweeping Vex into his arms and carrying her to the bed, depositing her on it before climbing in next to her. Vex pulls the covers up over both of them, and the warmth is very welcome. They rest there for a long time, and Percy wraps himself around Vex, needing the contact more than he expected. Vex invites it, until the two of them are tangled up together. She kisses his forehead.
"I think that went well."
"I have no complaints," he says.
He's left with a choice, to come clean or let it go. Let her think everything was as it seemed. It doesn't seem fair to her. So after a pause he adds,
"I've never done that before."
Vex's brow furrows.
"But I thought..."
She winces, looking chagrined.
"I hope I didn't scare you. I thought you were, you know, clued in."
"No, I was very clear on what was going on," he says. "I meant that I've never been on the bottom before."
She gives him this look like she can't decide if it's a joke.
"Seriously?" "My experience prior to you was neither vast nor non-existent," he says, feeling just a touch annoyed. "And in it, I was on top."
"Even Lilith," she says.
Percy cocks an eyebrow at her.
"Especially Lilith."
"Have I really had you backwards this whole time?" Vex says incredulously.
"It's entirely possible," he says. "I couldn't get a read on you, so I didn't say anything."
"Shit,"
she says, sounding more amazed than anything.
"I mean, you should know right now that I don't bottom for anyone." "Maybe you should try it," he says. "I found the whole thing fascinating."
"But did you like it?" she presses.
"Let us just say that I certainly don't mind if you don't bottom," he says.
But from her face, he can tell she needs an answer more serious than that.
"I had a wonderful time, and I'd do it again."
"That's good," Vex says. "You give me all kinds of ideas."
"I don't know if I'm worried or intrigued," he says.
"You should probably be a little bit of both," she says.
"I often am," Percy says.
The conversation trails off there, and he rests his chin on the top of Vex's head, holding her close to him. This didn't go how he expected. Not at all. But he feels content with how it happened. How natural it all felt. Maybe it took Vex to bring out that side of him. Activate something in him that was lying dormant. He doesn't know what else might be down there. What Vex could show him about himself. He has every intention of finding out. End of story. Thanks for listening.